Gufa. Go back to what we left with before Yom Kippur. The Yatzachinam, Elohim Bagris, and Kesem Elohim Aris. What did the Gemara say? Let's see. On the top of the Yamid, what are we dashing from the Yatzachinam? What are we dashing? The Yatzachinam, there ain't Kesem Lod in Zali, yesh Kesem Lod in Acher. And then the Gemara asked, what do you mean? We need it for something else. Right, top of the Yamid. The Yatzachinam. So the Gemara asked on the sixth line of the Yamid, seventh line. We need it for something else. We need it that a woman goes out from her adayin, and Amavriya goes out with either simani bagrus or simani naris. So the Gemara said, what do we do? What do you use the pasuk for? So what did the Gemara answer? Right, that we dash the yud of ein kesef. That's what we had before. So now the Gemara says gufa. The yatzachinam eli may bagrus ein kesef eli may naros. In fact, the Gemara listed brachman and naros v'loy bai bagrus. What's the kasha? Let the Torah just write one miyut. Will be mamayit naros. Naros is 12 years old. So b'marit narit naros, which is 12 years old. So Bagrus, which is 12 and a half years old, so we'll know that. We'll know Koshka. If she goes out as Nara, she certainly goes out as Bagrus. This is the Gemara's cash. Probably it's correct to learn this Gemara's kasha as a hemshah from the top of the Amid. The top of the Amid, we have a kasha that this pasuk Hachi Udasa. We said that how can you dash in the Yatzachinam ein kesef yesh kesef ein kesef lod nizal yesh kesef lod in acher. So we need it for something else. So Gemara, the answer, what sounds like a daichik, we dash in the yud of ein kesef. Gemara here, the kash is asking, we should have only one miyut for narus. If we only have one miyut for narus, then we won't have to dash in the yud of ein kesef, and we could have two drashes. One, we could have. Just be memayit narus, and from the other drasha will darsh in kesef lod nizal yesh kesef lod nacher. I think this is the way the Pnei Yeshua learned the Gemara's kashi. He doesn't say it so clearly, but I think that's the way he learned the Gemara's kashi. It's a bit of a hemsha from before, because we had a problem before that two drashas that we darshing from this pasuk yimam bagrus narus plus the previous drasha. So Gemara asked, "How can you darshin all these drashas?" So the answer, we dash in the yud. And the Shul calls that a daichik. We dash in the yud of ein kesef. According to this, it's very good that Gemara's kasha is that we shouldn't have to come on to that strange drasha of ein kesef. Until you learn this, did you have a dream that you're going to dash in the yud of ein kesef? Yeah, the truth is, you're right. The emes is that we do dash in the yud. So he calls it a daich. We don't have revealed to us all the some of the drashas of all the ains that have yuds. We don't know exactly what the drashas are. Akapanim, the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Bazev alimid alza, midinahavi atayshe v'sachim. So now we're getting sidetracked from a kufa, we're getting now a second sidetrack. The sugya of taisha zek koni kinyan ilam sachar the kinyan sham. And what's that talking about? It's talking about truma. Okay, a kohen eats truma. A kohen eats truma. Torah says that not only the kohen can eat truma, but when marba kinyan kashmai, when marba others that can eat truma too. Kinyan kasbay, the people that he owns. What do we marba from kinyan kasbay? Three things. What are three things? Anisha, a wife, can eat truma that the Gemara will bring on Hayim and Aleph. Kinyan kasbay is the rabbi's, not only a wife, but even arusasai, even after just kiddushin. The second thing is an Eved Kenani. It's also kinyan kasbay. And that's also marva. And the third is a behemtai. As behemoths, also you could feed them truma, the type of truma that you're allowed to feed. So behemoth, you're allowed to feed. So kain's behemoth is allowed to eat the karshine truma, certain types of truma that are not, that are animal food. Truma that's human food, you're not feed to an animal. But the type of truma which is normal to be animal food, so that you feed to the kayans, to the kayans animal. So there are three things with marba for king and kastai. What are the three? Ishtai, evaknani, behemtai. Let me see why we don't let ladies learn gemara. Three king and kastais are, like I said, on the Shabbos day. Ishtai, behemtai, and evaknani. But Lamaisa will marba those three things from king and kastai, that he's allowed to eat. What about an evidentiary? Right, that's the nita. So the gemara says, Taishav zekanik in Yivanam Sava zekanik in Yisharim, that what? That they cannot eat truma. That the pasuk says, Taishav kayin v'sachir lo yoichal kaidish. They're not allowed to eat it. So, kinyan oilam is not allowed to. That's an eved ivri who's near tzah, who's an eved now till yoivol. And a kanik in Yisharim, which is a regular eved ivri, sold for 6 years. In fact, the Gemara Yomer Taisha v'lo Yomer Sachir. Bani Yomer, I'll say Kavachayim. Ma'ado koni kinyin aylo. Einei aycho. Ma'ado who's in Eved Ivri for 49 years, till Yaybo. He can't eat truma. Koni kinyin shanim lo koshkein. So what's the parrots? Why do I need to suck him? We answered. Ilu kena isi Yomer. Taisha v'zeh koni kinyin shanim. No. If you only have one riboy, I'll be marba from that one riboy, and ever that's all for 6 years. He can't eat true. Abu Kanikin Yanayalam Aichel Basakhalim al Taishav, Shapisha Kanikin Yanayalam Aichel. What's Pshat here? Ilu Kain. What's the Taishav Gemara? Ilu Kain Ayisiyam, Taishav Zakanikin Yishanam. What does that mean? It'll be just one pasuk. I would say if he's an Evet for 6 years, he can't eat truma. But he's an Evet to the Yaival, he could eat truma. What's the svara to that? What's the svara? If he's an Evet for 6 years, he cannot eat truma. If he's an Evet for 49 years, he could eat truma. Well, what's the hesber? Why? What's he's Evet for 6 years? Evet right now, he's an Evet. So, man, is he Evet for 6 years or 49 years?
More comparable to
cosplay. It's more comparable to cosplay than there for some years. Because there's more years. What happens if when he's near Tzad, it's only 2 years left to Yaivu? So there's only for 2 years, not for 6 years. So therefore what? Therefore, yeah. Is that the way you understand? No? What?
We learned before that even had a culture.
So it depends on that. Rabbi Chanan is the kasha. Rabbi Chanan asks, "What's the svaras? Was it 6 years or 49 years?" He asks the kasha. Was it he saw for 49 years? He saw for 6 years. What? Rabbi Chanan in Sanchelik Beis of the Kovitz Shiurim. And he also asks that sometimes Yovel is just 2 years away, so it could be Yovel less than 6 years. Rabbi Chanan answers this, which Yaakov was saying. He says that there's a fundamental difference between someone who sold for 6 years and someone who sold for 49. For you still young, you sold for 6 years, so you just sold for 6 years. You're not sold forever. You just sold for 6 years. That's a different type of mechira. If you're an eved till yaivol, then the pshat is avodai la ilam. You're an eved forever. An eved forever. If Yaivol comes, Yaivol will take you out of it. But be'etzem, you're an eved forever. Like an eshes ish. If a husband dies, she's eshes ish. But right now, she's an eshes ish forever. Well, if she gets a get, she's eshes ish. But eshes ish forever. Is he a tzia? Same thing in eved. An eved, a nirza, Rabbi Chanan learns, is an eved forever. Just that Yevil could take you out. Eved for Sheshanim, that's only an Eved for Sheshanim. It's not as much of an Eved. So therefore I would think, Sheshanim you don't need Truma. Still, you're a little more than a worker. But Yevil, I would think you're much more than a worker. So therefore I need Tupsa. Yeah,
she
was
the same thing. She takes her out also.
Doesn't make an Eved. 6 years, you know, after 6 years you go out. Right? If this is it, right? But what?
You solve that, then Yevil doesn't come.
Is that the problem? That just came to not come? But now they don't have every either. It could have. You know that there are ways Yovel could not come. The Gemara Shana says there are things that are not active in Yovel. This person doesn't blow shayfer according to Mandi Yom, Yovel doesn't come. First, Rabbi Chanan learns this way. Rabbi Chanan learns that Nirtza is an Eved Ha'olam, just Yovel's a Yitzia. And Sheshanim, that is a. That's sold just for 6 years. You're never, not an Eved Lailam, you're an Eved for 6 years. So I have two psukim, one pasuk to be memayit a Lailam together, and one pasuk to be memayit a Sheshan together. So I'm going to say two psukim. The briskerav that I mentioned to you last man was not that way. The briskerav was not going on the sugya. The briskerav learned Taich and Chumash. It says that after 6 years, v'yotza chinam, there's a yitzia after 6 years. Mm-hmm. What do you mean there's a yitzia? A person is a hired worker for 6 years. After 6 years, that's called the yitzia? No, it just ended. The contract ended. The briskerav learns that even a eved v'sheish is a eved la'ilam. Just that there's a yitzia v'sheish. The Briskerav learned the lumdus of every Eved is that every Eved is an Eved for always. There happens to be this, there Yitzias. There's a Yitzia of Sheshanim, you go out. With Sheshanim, you go out.
Why do you have to change rules here after 6 years if you want to stay?
This is
the way it really is,
you
just
don't want the Yitzia. Because there is a Yitzia. The Torah said there's a Yitzia of 6 years. Once there's a Yitzia, he's a Ben Chayrin. So since he's a Ben Chayrin, you have to drill it.
He doesn't need he's just starting in 6 years now.
He could, if he wants, he could sell himself again for 6 years. Or he could, if he steals again, Bezin could sell him again. Yeah, it could be Dodin doesn't want to buy him again. But for free, Dodin will take him. But not that, maybe he doesn't want to pay for him. So, you don't like the idea, I see. But the truth is, yeah. So then the kasha comes back. According to the, you're right, this Rabbi Chanan's teretz, according to the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Chanan's teretz is not true. I want to add a knetch to the Brisker Rav. Because, well, then there's no difference, that's the problem, then there's no difference. According to the Brisker Rav, Sai Sheish and Sai Yovel, you sold forever. Sai Sheish and Sai Yovel. And then the Kasha comes back. What's the difference in Tashem and Tzachi? What's the difference in 6 years and Yayin? Now, just, I want to make the Briskerav a little more mustaver, because I know you tell somebody, you sold forever, but you go out with 6 years. What do you mean, I'm not sold forever? You know, like, it just sounds like a lumdish play on words. No? But the Briskerav is saying something much deeper. You know, an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifla Kananis. The Yid is not allowed to marry a Shifla Kananis. A Yid should marry someone who's not a full Yid. A Yid can't marry a Shifla Kananis. An Eved Ivri could. Obviously, an Eved Ivri is not just someone that was sold for 6 years. He's not like a long-term worker. A long-term worker, what are we going to make? That he can marry a Shivcha? The Torah said he can marry a Shivcha. Clearly, when the Torah said that an Eved Ivri can marry a Shivcha, the Torah is teaching us that an Eved Ivri, he's a different type of person now. He's not just someone with a contract. He's a different person. And if he was, how did he downgrade himself?
By being sold.
By being sold to an Eved. So he changed his whole yichus. He changed his whole metzius.
Yeah, but those mean
he changed.
What makes that mean?
But that means that he's a different person. Being a different person is not... It's his metzius. That's the way he is. You generally, there's no such thing. A person who changes anything has to do with his yichus. It doesn't change by itself. The time just doesn't run out and it's finished. There's nothing in this man that just ends and it goes back and the yichus just changes. You need a yitzia. If you get married, you need a yitzia. And if you become an eved, you need a yitzia. Anything has to change needs a yitzia, needs something to change.
Why does the yitzia have to? Maybe that's what the yitzia means. That he becomes back to his original status, but not that he's forever his soul. Sale.
But that means that initially it was a complete sale. It was a total sale. It was totally given over. You don't have to call. You don't have to use the word forever. You can use that he was totally sold, and then there's Yitzia 6 years. It's also fine. If you like that lashon, that it's the same concept. The concept is that it's a complete sale, and then is Yitzia which comes later.
Could you say this? The same idea,
it's the same thing, though, as the chayv is a forever chayv, even if Shemitah comes, it knocks it off. By that an effort by Shemitah? You're right. Look at me. It is. It's the same thing. It's like an Eshesish. An Eshesish is forever. If a husband dies, she's always Eshesish. But when she becomes an Eshesish, she's forever. And there's Yitzia. Eved Ivri is this change of personal status. It's forever until there's Yitzia. I'm sorry.
That's that time, though.
That's right. Here it's a set time. That's the Chiddushir. Chiddushir is that even with a set time, it's a Mechira. See, the Torah says, V'yotza chinam in Kosef. There's a Yitzia. Sheish is a Yitzia. Until then, it's sold. You follow? A lot of the things that the Briskerov says, and the first time you hear it, Rav Chaim, it sounds like so dachistic. But if you think about it, it's not so dachistic, it's a change in the status of the person.
Yeah. Why
Lashon
is only by
Eivul? What? Why Lashon is only by Eivul? I don't know. It's why the Torah didn't say the word Yaivul, said Lailam, so we have to know. It's hard for us to darshim sukkim. It's hard for us to make such
rush.
So there is no king in Shana, it's a king in Lila.
So we have to make sure that one is king of Lila and one is king of Lila.
Well, the Kinyan Shanim is a way of phrasing someone who works for 6 years. Well, you and I know he only works for 6 years. The scribe's not saying pretend he works forever. You see, that's the way the Kinyan works.
See,
the problem is, what? In Eved, that's to have to be solved. That's another Yitzhak. That's another Yitzhak. It's true. And therefore what? Alright, the Torah gave a whole slew of Yitzhiyas. This is a Yitzhiyah, Giron Kassim's Yitzhiyah. It's a way to get out. And, even if you sell Lila, you can get out. Now the problem is the Gemara is not going to be Shver. If you say, Rabbi Chanan is Ganske Shver, Rabbi Chanan is very good. Yovel is Lailam, it's 6 years, it's not Lailam, so it's very Gishmak, this will be fits. But if you take the Brisker Rav's side, which he didn't say in this Gemara, now you put it into the Gemara, so now the Kasha comes back. a 60-year person is sold lilam, and a 49-year is also sold lilam. So what's an afkamina? Why would I think one eats truma and one doesn't eat truma?
The one that's from Pesachim is more apt to
buy. He could buy himself out. You mean if you hold that there's no Gerani Kessel, so therefore what, that should change it? That should change.
The other is not as attached as the Loyal.
He's just attached to the other because he has a way of getting out of his own. If you hold that Gerani Kessel, it doesn't apply to things. It's a good chat, I'll tell you later. If I stifle it, if it's even nicer.
Okay,
one second. Also, even without the kind of this pregnancy, not taking himself out, the fact that the 6 years is a guaranteed to see a yoga was not a guaranteed to see it, for example, when it comes to where yoga was bottled, that's where it's going to come. The other thing, 6 years, I mean, the fact that it's not a guaranteed to see it would also. Okay. Huh? I mean, if Yavel will be in 2 years, what are the odds that it won't happen? Theoretically, it's not a guaranteed to see it. But, right. I was thinking of a different mahalos. Maybe your mahalos is better. I don't know. But what I was thinking, according to the Brisker Rav, was maybe to be mechalik between someone who's machrul bezdin and someone who's a mecher atzmai. Machrul bezdin, he's muta b'shifcha. Meicher atzmai, he's not muta b'shifcha. Could be, maybe, that the Brisker Rav's yisoid holds true that he sold forever by someone who taka has a change in the status of his ichus. Machru bezdin, there's a change in the status of his ichus. He's muta b'shifcha. So we would say, he sold forever, just as he has the yisif shesh. Meicher atzmai, that's already much more similar to stam a contract, a working contract. The meicher atzmai is not muta b'shifcha. We pass him. It's machlok slay. We pass him that he's not muta b'shifcha. And it could be that a meicher atzmai is not considered sold forever. Which means that maybe you need this pasuk for a meicher atzmai. Maybe you would need this pasuk for someone who sells himself. And then the Brisker Rav would also be good in this mahalach in the Gemara. That if I would have only one pasuk, I would only know Kinyan Ilam. If Kinyan Ilam is a Niritzah, or someone who's Machru Bez, but somebody who's a Kinyan Shamim, which is a Machar Atzmai, I would know. So I'm sure that could be the Kamash one. Maybe that would be a Mahalach.
Every Kinyan Ilam is a
Nitzah. That's what I'm saying. The three types. There's a yovel. There's someone who bears the soul, and someone who sells himself for 6 years. Someone who sells himself for 6 years is the weakest because he's not muta b'shifcha. So it could be. I would have thought the ones that are muta b'shifcha, that's a kinyan idol. The one who's a meicher atzmai is more similar to just on a contract. Okay, he signed the contract for 6 years.
So
maybe that's why I need to. So if it would be just one pasuk, the guy would only know a meicher atzmai, doesn't eat truma. I wouldn't know a machru bezdin and a nirta. So kamash on the second pasuk, that can you know also, which is a machru bezdin or a nirta. Now I'm pushing it into the Gemara. I'm saying this is a meicher atzmai, this is a meicher atzmai. Perhaps yes, perhaps not. But there's no nafkamina from this, what I'm saying. Now you say it's a daichik, so I'll be asking to you, it's a daichik to say that maybe mechalik in the Gemara to your meicher atzmai machru bezdin, but it's not going to bother me because we're going to see soon that someone else says this daichik. But this is a possible mahalik again. Rabbi Chanan was klar. Rabbi Chanan is the clearest way to learn the Gemara. A number of you told me Rabbi Chanan's mahalik downstairs in the basement. It's a possible pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan is very clear. According to the Brisker Rav, you don't have Rabbi Chanan's parents. What I'm saying is that maybe there could be such a mahalach to say Rabbi Chanan's mahalach, but by a meicher atzmai, it's tam a mechira for 6 years, and with mechiru bezdin, then the Brisker Rav says it's emes mechiru bezdin, that's a mechira live.
So what
So it's really not Yitzhia. It just ends. It ends. You're not being fair. Before you argue the opposite way, now you argue this way. I'm joining you halfway. I'm saying is, the pasuk uses Yitzhia also as someone who didn't sell herself. She got sold by her father. So there's such a thing as a Yitzhia. What I'm saying is that when a person sells himself, then they must to you a little more. That's more like selling a, it's more like a contract. More like a sale.
He only gets the idea that selling his wherever from the word Yitzhia. And here you see that Yitzhia doesn't mean that forever.
You're saying is the whole brisker rav is based on the word viyatza, and that viyatza goes in all cases, going on avriya we dash in all cases. So efsher hakibi mechalik. Thank you for talking. Okay, and otherwise we're stuck with the brisker rav. I'm saying that they should do that stuff. It could be like Yaki's saying that totally different shot. That if I only have one party. I'd say he doesn't need truma by sheish because he can get out with your own kesef. So he's not totally sold. He has a way out. Sheish came and he's a nirtza. If you hold a nirtza and that dog doesn't go out with your own kesef, so that's very good. So I wouldn't know that. The tumor on this sugya has to do with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara in Hilchos Trumas, in Perek Vav Halacha Hei, Rambam brings down the Gemara, his Lashon is, that a Toshav doesn't eat Truma, a Sachir doesn't eat Truma, and Vuhu Adin, Eved Ivri, Harehu Ketoshav Asachir. And also, an Eved Ivri also doesn't eat. In other words, the Rambam seems to say Toshav Sachir plus Eved Ivri. The way we learned the Gemara, Toshav Sachir thus is Eved Ivri. But there's what is going on with the Rambam? The Rambam says the Toshav doesn't eat, the Sachir doesn't eat. And Eved Ivri, how are you can Toshav Sachir? It's a strange thing. Toshav is a Eved Ivri who's a Nirtza. Tach Sachir is an Eved Ivri who's a Husheh Shalim. What's Bahu Adin Eved Ivri? What are you adding? Bahu Adin? What's who Adin? The Peldik Rambam, because it's Mishnah, he asked from the Rambam. He says he doesn't know. Well, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? The way we learn the Gemara, Taishan and Sachir, that is Eved Ivri, not Hu Adin Eved Ivri. Yet the Rambam says, Taishan and Sachir, Bahu Adin Eved Ivri. It's a very cryptic Rambam. It's a very unclear how the Rambam learned the Gemara. How did he teach Taisha? How did he teach Sachir? Sounds like he teaches that Sachir is a worker.
Well, I mean to say it's permanent help, not necessarily slaves. They have a permanent gardener who works for his lifetime.
Sounds like the Rambam learned that way. It sounds like the Rambam learned. You have to remember, the Rambam is not Meshubba to Rashi. Right? The Rambam can learn the Gemara, not like Rashi. So it could be Zek Koni Kinyashana means a worker, signed a 6-year contract. And Kinyashana Ilam is a worker who signed a lifetime contract. That's very schwer, because who in the world would think that a worker could eat Truman? Just as you're a gardener of a Kayan, you could eat Truman.
They live there.
Of eating. He works with Hagdish, can't eat Hagdish. So the Rambam seems to be a problem, and because of this, there are a number of Achrayim who try to be Miyashiv Shitas Shitas Rambam to explain how he would have learned up the sugya. I'd like to go with Davnim Lum's Mahalach. There are a few Mahalachim, because the Mishnah himself has a Mahalach, and the Stipler here in Simin Hay has a Mahalach, but the Avnim Lum's Mahalach is the most yisaidistic. It really touches on a big yisaid in Eved. Now the Avnei Meluim is in back of the Avnei Meluim. There are tshuvas Avnei Meluim. It's printed in back of the Sefer Avnei Meluim, and it's Tshuva Yud Zayin. And there he explains, he answers the kasha of the Rambam, explains the sugya with the hanacha of a basic yisaid in Eved. And so let's digress to the Yisayid, and then we'll come back to how we learn up the Rambam. Yisayid that he talks about is the fact that when a person buys an Eved, he has in the Eved not only a Kenyan Mammon, which is Pasha, he has certain financial rights, but also what we call Kinyone Isser. Kinyone Isser means that the Kinyan creates certain Isserim, creates certain halachas. For example, Nebuchadnezzar becomes Mechuyev Mitzvahs and becomes Mutter Bishop Kananis. That's a Kinyan Isser in Nebuchadnezzar. You own two things in Nebuchadnezzar. Gufay Kani, you own him. Plus, you have Kinyone Isser in the Eved Kenani. Both are true. But the two Kinyan. You I mean the other. The other owns in the Eved Kenani by making this Kinyan. What changed? Two things changed at the time of the Kinyan. One is Kinyone Mammon, you own his Mammon. The other is Kinyone Isser. Now, sorry, what you're asking is, when he doesn't own Kinyone Isser, the Torah creates Kinyone Isser. Now let's call it that way. The Torah creates Kinyan Yisur, but the Kinyan creates Yisur. To illustrate, the best illustration of this is by an Eved Kenani. Okay, Agamar is Eved Ivri. We're talking about Eved Kenani. By an Eved Kenani, if you're mafkir in Eved Kenani, you say you're hefker. What happens? Does he have to work for you? He have to work for you. You're mafkir. Is he allowed to stay married to a Shifra Kananis?
Oh, yeah.
The Tosis sheet, at least, Tosis says in Gittin on Daf Mem that he's still Mutter B'Shifra until he gets a Get Shifra. Until the Aden writes a Get Shifra. Just like a woman who goes out of marriage gets a Get. And the Kanani who goes out of marriage gets a Get Shifra. A Get Shifra is a star that says, Hari At, whatever Lashonis we have, Hari At Mishum Shukra, that you're free. Hari At Mishukra Bishtarzu, and he goes free. Taisa says that if a Adam is Mafkir, is Evet Kanani, the Kinyan Mammon is Mufka, and the Kinyan Isser remains. He's still Mutter B'Shifcha. And presumably he's still Mechuyev in Mitzvahs like a woman. Evet Kanani is Mechuyev in Mitzvahs like a Isha. Later, when you write a Get Shichrur, that is Mafkia, the Kinyone Yisr. And once the Kinyone Yisr are out, then he becomes a full-fledged Jew. He's going to get Shichrur, then he's also B'Shifra, and then he's Mechuyev in all Mitzvahs. So we see Yisayid. Yisayid is that the Kinyon of an Eved Kenani is two things, Kinyon Mammon and Kinyon Yisr. By an Eved Ivri. Well, for that matter, forget, now I'm not going back to Eved Ivri. By an Eved Kenani, who's allowed to eat Truma. Eved Kenani is allowed to eat Truma. What gives him the right to eat Truma? The Pasuk Kinyan Kasbai. How would you touch Kinyan Kasbai? Kinyan Mammon or Kinyan Isser? The Torah says, Kinyan Kasbai Hu Yechalbai, that the Kayan's Kinyan Kasbai is allowed to eat. What touch Kinyan Kasbai? What does that mean? Kinyan Imamen or Kinyan Isser? So Pasha Peshad, I guess, Kenyan Kastli, the person you own, the Kenyan Mammon. Rabbi Mu says it's not true. He brings from Ishita Makubetzis. So this Kenyan Kastli just means the one who you bought with your kesef. Kenyan Kastli, it's Kenyan Isser that creates a heter truma. For Haraya, what's the Raya to that? Huh? Who we married but from Kenyan Kastli? I told you three people, right? Three Truma. Well, Marba, can I also Marba and Isha? Do you own the Isha? Do you own the Isha? Right? On day one, we learned that a man doesn't own an Isha. If you remember, that was Avi Mulum said that. Avi Mulum said a man doesn't own a woman. There's no Kenyan mammon in a woman. All he has is Kenyan Ishas, which is Kenyan Isha. And yet, a woman, even in Arusa, is allowed to eat Truma. Even in Arusa, she doesn't even work for him yet. She's still home. She's not mechit to cook for him. And yet, she eats truma. What kenyan does he have? Kenyan kasta. With his kesef, he bought her. He was mekadishar. That kenyan kasbai. So once he's mekadishar, then she's allowed to eat truma. The kenyane yisr, by giving a kedushin, he created certain isur. She's neshesish. The kenyane yisr are what gives a person the right to eat truma. This is the Avdei Melulim's Yisayi. That the Kinyone Isser give a person, give an Ebekanani a right to eat Ruma, and give an Isha a right to eat Ruma, the Kinyone Isser Shabbat. It's a Nafgamina. Come out, according to the Avdei Melulim, if you're Meshachber, you're Eved, a kindness Meshachber is Ebekanani, you still allowed to eat Ruma until you give a Get Shechem. Because when you're Mafgir, the Kinyani Mammon go off. And what gives an Eved a right to eat Truma? Kinyani Isser. Kinyani Isser, that's Taich Kinyan Kasbe. That's what gives the Eved the right to eat Truma. And, alright, so now we learn now a big Chiddush. It's really a Chumish Taich Chiddush. Kinyan Kasbe, who Yaichel Bai, doesn't mean Kinyan Kasbai, that the Eved is Kasbai, is his Kesef. No. I mean, Kinyan Kasbai, the one he bought with his money, is the Ladi Truma. Somebody a Kayan buys with his money, Kinyan Yisr, is the Ladi Truma. Davni Meluim brings a few rayas to this. The paragraph begins the Akati in the Tshuva. The Tshuva, parts of it which are a little harder if you're not holding other sugyas. The paragraph Akati, He actually brings three rayas to this yisayit that kinyone iser are what give a person a right to truma. One raya is taka from if you're mafker and have a kanani, you didn't give him the get yet, he's allowed to eat truma, which is a taisus of krisus. He's allowed to eat truma. You're mafker. Vice versa, kinyan kasbai, that he's still. The Kinyani Yisr, let him eat Truma. Second Raya from Arusa. From the fact that a woman who's Arusasai is allowed to eat Truma, even though she has no mamanistic kashigudu to her husband. And the third Raya he brings is from the din of a Yavama. A Yavama, a woman who's married to a Kayah, and her husband dies, she's not eat Truma. A woman who's married to a Kayin. Her father's Yisrael. She's a Bas Yisrael. While she's married to a Kayin, she can eat Truma. Her husband dies. She's also a Truma. If the Yavam, the brother, marries her, probably the brother's also a Kayin, right? The brother marries her. Could she eat Truma? What do you think? Could she eat Truma?
Of course.
Huh? Of course she can eat truma, right? The Gemara says, if the brother marries, of course she can eat truma. Right. Why could she eat truma if the brother marries her? Huh? The Ishas. He's paying out his brother's Ishas. Even though it was a hefstick. He just took over the marriage, so whatever the brother owned in her, he owns in her. Right. Rashi says, you know why You know why? If the Yava marries her, he could eat? Because iske shavayis lahadani, we make a hekesh. Just like if you marry a woman, which is with Kiddusha Kesef, it's called Kinyan Kaspa, Shikri Truma. Who adib iske shavayis lahadani. A Yavam does which Kinyan? Kinyan?
Bia.
So Bia, or makish Bia, and Shtar to Kesef. And just like Kesef, Shikri Truma, the same thing with Bia and Shtar, Shikri Truma, and a Bia of a Yavam could also eat Truma. That's what Rashi says. So Rav Din Balum asks, well, what do you need a hekesh for? Like you're saying, the Yavam takes over, he's now the husband. A husband, it's Kiyakasta, his wife belongs to him, and they can do it. Like, what do you need a hekesh for? It's a husband and wife, it's a regular husband and wife. You need a hekesh for it? Correct Rav Din Balum. What does Rashi say, a hekesh of Iske Shavayis Adadi? What do I need a hekesh for? And for the Avni Mulim. Because Taich Kinyan Kaspai is not Kinyan Kaspai, I own the woman. If that would be Taich, it wouldn't be that. Taich Kinyan Kaspai, which she brings from the Shita B'Kul Betzos, Kinyan Kaspai means the one I bought with my money. Kinyan Kaspai, the one I bought with my money. A Yavam didn't buy the Yavama with his money. But the Yavam, He didn't buy the Yavama with his money. So how could she eat truma? If Kinyan Kaspa is Kinyana Yisr, it means someone who with my money I made Kinyana Kinyana. So he didn't do it with money. He did it with beer. So Rashi says, Shabbat is Ladadi. But beer is just a Kesef, just like Kinyan Kaspa is and Kinyan Beer also. The point is that Kinyan Kaspa doesn't mean you own the woman. Kinyan Kaspa means you made a kinyan in the woman with your money. You made a kinyan in the woman. That's kinyan yisra, of course, is it that? Yes.
Is then a yavam? You're doing a suin anyway.
Is a?
You're doing a suin anyway. What you do with a yavam?
Right. So but it's both together. It's,
you don't need to learn out from kinyan kaspa.
But it's not the suin. There's an end of the suin. It's both.
In suin anyway, you should pay for it. You
should eat. Why?
Because you're fighting.
What?
Brothers are fighting.
You're assuming that in the Sua eats not because of Kinyan Kaspa.
Right.
That's what you're assuming. The other room is not assuming that. Mm-hmm. The Stakos talks about that, the day side. But the other room doesn't say that. And the Sua also eats not Kinyan Kaspa. So this is the aside that I'm so big aside is to understand that I took Kinyanim in a woman. And I took Yavin and that. Kinyamam in. And Kinyan Kesef, both. Is Kinyan, Mamun and Kinyan Yisr, is both. And a Yais that is both. So, why does an Eved Kenani eat Truma? Because there are Kinyan Yisr. That's why an Eved Kenani could eat. And Mamela, you could eat Truma. So that's the din of eating Truma. So what I explained to you is not our Gemara. It's nothing to do with our Gemara. Dina Eved Kenani, the Isha. There's one little problem with this. I should make problems now. Maybe should also figure it out first. What's that mean? Moves the side that Kinyan Kaspa means Kinyan Yisr, right? It's Kinyan Yisr. And what I tell you, why do we marba through Kinyan Kaspa? Huh? Marba Kenani. Which is good, the Isha, which is good, they're Kinyan Yisr. The Behema, are there any Kinyan Yisr and the Behema? Behema, Kinyan Yisr and the Behema? That's a bit of a problem. But that's the result of this. Now, since it's Kinyan Kaspa, it's different, it could be the Truma. What is the Kinyan Kaspa? I don't know. When you feed it, you have to feed the Kayim to the Behema first. Now, Kayim is not the same for us. Kayim's behavior is not the same for us. What?
Why?
Huh? What changes? Because the owner is a Kayim, there's a difference. So there's no difference with that. It's a little problem. There's having one himself by Merrick's. That it's a problem. But the Yisai doesn't change. Yisai is a good Yisai. That Kinyan Isser by an Eved, that gives him Truma. Kinyanis of an isha, the straw is what gives truma, so you don't own the isha. Now, what about an eved ivri? Are there kinyani isser and an eved ivri? Are there kinyani isser and an eved ivri? Tell me. Huh?
Marry
Shifa. So are there kinyani isser and an eved ivri? Hmm? When an eved ivri becomes an eved ivri, isurim change? Yes, right. Kamara Shifa. 1 minute. That's only Machru Bez. Right, only Machru Bez, yeah, Kamara Yusuf. Bez the cells is Mutta Bishifa. Meicharatzmai, the Rambam Paskins, we Paskin, the Meicharatzmai is not Mutta Bishifa. Meicharatzmai is not Mutta Bishifa. So, and he's Machriven all Mitzvahs. Everybody Machriven all Mitzvahs. That means a meicher atzmai is only kinyane mamon, kinyane mamon. Follow? Machru bezdin, the ar kinyane iser, not the b'shipcha. Meicher atzmai, there's no kinyane iser, there's only kinyane mamon. That's the difference. So, it says later that a it says, Rav Tarfon said, I could be Matar Mamzerin. We'll go steal. Bezdin will sell him, right? Not children. Doesn't say he should sell himself. We'll go steal, right? I'm just measuring for those of you who want to come out. He's only Mutta B'Shifa. Machru Bezdin. Alright, so we have Yisrael. He's only Mutta B'Shifa, Machru Bezdin. Machru Atzmai is not Mutta B'Shifa. Translating that into Lamdisha terms, Amechar Atzmai, they are Kinyanei. Kinyane, love the Shatarma. Meicher Atzmai is only Kinyane Mami, that's all. Meicher Machru Bezdin, the Kinyane is. Now, Lagabe eating Truma, who's more Pashid? He doesn't eat Truma. He does not eat Truma. Meicher Atzmai. Meicher Atzmai is more Pashid, he doesn't eat Truma. Machru Bezdin is a big Achidish, because the Kinyane is. Zatavni Meluim. That's Pshad in the Rambam. Taisha and Sachi don't eat, which is my Meicher Atzmai. Sachi is someone who sold himself. So that's Pashid on me. Well, who has the Eved Ivri? That's Machru Bezdin. It's not enough for you to write a halacha that somebody who works for Sheish doesn't eat Truma. That's not enough. Because I would think that if he works for Sheish, Meicher Atzmai, there's no Kinyan Yisra, that's why he doesn't eat Truma. But I might have thought Machru Bezdin maybe does eat Truma, because there are Kinyane Yisra. So the Rambam has to say Hu Adin, he has to be Marba Eved Ivri. He needs to be Marba every Eved Ivri. Even Machru Bezdin. Every Eved Ivri is included. And therefore, I have Taka to two things that are Marba. Machru Atzmai. And a Machru Bezdin. And Nochbesser. The drasha of Taisha B'Sachya from Agimara. The Kesef Mishnah said there's another drasha in Teres Kainim. There's a third drasha. It's Taisha B'Sachya. There's a third drasha he brings to Teres Kainim. Why do you need three drashas? So, Gavin is very good. One drasha. If it would only be one pasuk, I would only know Meicher Atzmai Fishesh. Have another pasuk to be marba nirisul. Now the third pasuk to be marba machrube. I take have three limudim, taisha, sachir, and every eved ivri, because I need an extra ribui from every ivri who has kinyani yisur. I would think kinyani yisur is different. It's kinyani yisur, it's true.
How
does
taisha suffer?
One is nirta, because the word taisha implies nirta. So I know my harass. Then I'm Arab and you. And then I'm Arab and Machalu Bezdin. At any rate, this is the way that Avnei Meluhim learns up the Rambam. It basically, he's saying that Agamar is talking by a Meicher Atzmai. Teres Kainim, I need to be Marba Machru Bezdin too. And Agamar is talking by Meicher Atzmai. That's why the Rambam brings it in two different steps. This is the other one. Okay, so what do we learn today? What comes out of our sugya? Comes out, who eats truma? Who eats truma? The same three people at the beginning of Shia, right? A Kenani, an Isha, Zayin Arusa, Zayin Sua, and a Behema of a Kayin. They all, of course, as children, but they're Kayin. And and the Eved Ivri, Sai sold by Bezin, Sai Macharas, we do not eat Truma. No Eved Ivri eats Truma. All three were Memayit, Macharas, Macharu Bezin, and Nirtza. And we have the two Psukim of Agamara, plus the Teres Kainim, the third Rasha. And that's the Rambam Taisha of Sakhir, and who was in every Eved Ivri. That's the Maskara system. That's what comes out. Now, this will all come back to us because we hope to learn later in the year the sugya of Eved Ivri, which is after Daf Yud. We'll get the Yitzchak. Right now, this is what comes out. There's one loose end. The Stipler, in the end of his piece, the last paragraph of Simin Hay, the old prince of Simin Gimel, he just says, after everything is said and done, what makes a person, an animal, what makes a Kinyan Kaspa? Like, what makes that an Eved Ivri is not Kinyan Kaspai? Even if Machru Bezdin is not a Kinyan Kaspai. And makes the other three, what's unique about those three? Eved Kenani, Behema, and Ishtar. What's unique about those three things? That's what he says. He says, what's unique about those three is that they're all three, they have no way out on their own. They have no way they can get out. Once they do it, they're committed for life. A woman gets married, she has no way out. The husband could send her out. She has no way on her own to get out. Eved Ivri has a way out. He has Giron Castle. He has a way to get out. But those three, the Kenyan is a Kenyan for always. Just give 1 second. If you remember on that Basil Manal, when we cleared, what in the world does a husband own in his wife? We were cleared, what does a husband own in a wife more than a wife owns in the husband? Right? That was a problem. Because just like a wife has to cook for the husband, the husband has to provide for a wife. There's no difference. The only one difference that the Avinu Meluim said was this one Nakuta. The only thing in marriage that's not equal, that's not reciprocal, is that the woman has no way out of marriage on her own, and the husband has. He can give a get. And the Torah can give a get even against her will, even by karcha. So that the nekuda of kinyan of a woman is the ishus of the woman, the fact that she's giving you her ishus, and it's finished. And it's up to you, it's up to the husband. Whatever the husband wants to do, he can do. He's empowered to do. That nekuda is what the Stipler says, B'shem the Chafetz Chaim. The Stipler says that is Kinyan Kaspai. Kinyan means you own. You own what? Once you buy an Eved Kenani or a Behema, once you make Kaddish and Isha, even Erisin, Kedushin alone does it. That is Kinyan Kaspai. It's forever. It's for always. And that's why an Eved Ivri is excluded from that. Because an Eved Ivri has Yetzi of Giron Kesef. Since an Eved Ivri has Yetzi of Giron Kesef, so it means he has a way out against his other's will. It's not necessarily forever. Yes? It's true. Or even according to the Brisker Rav, Eved Ivri is sold forever. But he has a way to get out of that deal. Like you're on Kessel. We say it's forever. It means if he doesn't do anything, he remains in Eved forever. But he has a way out. If he's going to... Giron Kesef means that he buys himself out. He takes money which is his, and Eved Ivri could have money from before he became an Eved, or someone could give him a gift of money, and he can buy himself out, or he doesn't have to buy, someone else can pay to buy him out. So being that he has a way of getting out, even though B'shasta Mechir is Lailam, but he has a way, it's B'Kleichai, he's not Nikkei, he's not totally Nikkei. So this is the gedder of Kinyan Kaspai. It's not Kinyan Kaspai as much as those three. That's the gather of the chiluk between the two of them. Right, so these are the, I'm going to put this here in the Gemara. We are going to move on to Eilinus tomorrow. You have three Taisus in. Crucial one is the bottom one. And if you have time, there's a Rav Naftali on Eilinus, which I hope to get up to tomorrow.